nearing America, an encouraging promise. As they neared the California arrival time, late Thursday night, Mrs. White felt she could hardly endure the expected partying that traditionally marks the final day of a voyage. Willie came to her and said, "We are nearing the last night of the trip, when we shall have more noise than ever before, but I am praying for a storm." "So am I," his mother replied. That Wednesday evening, still dreading the next day's carousal, Ellen White found a little anteroom and lay down. She fell asleep, but soon was awakened by a voice speaking to her. As she gained consciousness, she knew what it meant. The room was filled with a sweet fragrance, as of beautiful flowers. Then she fell asleep once more and was awakened in the same way. Of it she wrote, "Words were spoken to me, assuring me that the Lord would protect me, that He had a work for me to do. Comfort, encouragement, and direction were given to me, and I was greatly blessed." Part of the message that came to her at the time was an assurance that put her mind at rest on one particular point. This was the question of where she should make her home in America. In earlier years, they had lived in Battle Creek, Michigan, as her husband led the church and managed the Review and Herald publishing house. Then they had lived in Oakland, California, as James White started the Signs of the Times. After her husband's death, Ellen had lived in a home in Healdsburg, California, only a few blocks from the college. This home she still owned. Just before leaving for Australia, she had lived in Battle Creek again. And now where should she settle? The question had concerned her from the time she planned to leave Australia. The vision given to her that Wednesday evening during the last week of the journey set her mind at rest. She wrote of this, "The Lord revealed Himself to me, and comforted me, assuring me that He had a refuge prepared for me, where I would have quiet and rest." What a comfort it was to know that God already had something in mind for her. How she wished she might know just what or where it was.